I'd like to call the meeting to order, please, if everybody would stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We, yeah. I always want to say amen. Well, it's nice to see a full house tonight. That's amazing. We have a quorum, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Do that. I'd ask him. So, can I get a motion to approve the agenda, the consent agenda, and the minutes from the October 6th budget workshop and the minutes from the regular meeting of October 17th, please?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Do we have any communication on the clipboard?
No, but we.
Oh, no, that's never mind. That's not communication. That's our phone call.
You have a letter.
All right. We do have a letter in the council packet to the council. And I'm sure you've all read it. And Eric is via Zoom tonight. So, Eric, do you have any comment on the letter?
You know, we. It is not the best intersection. Can you hear me? Sorry.
Hold on.
I don't know if that's working. Did you make it work last meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's
not even showing up.
Probably is.
We got it to work, but it was plugged in.
Well, I can plug it back in. No, it's a
hello.
Audio, I guess.
Okay. Okay, Eric, just talk loud.
Okay. Like many requests, we'll get some of the guys over and see what we can come up with. And, you know, we have some planning for some new street repair work. It's definitely something we can look at and see what really needs to happen over there. And I can get a price and we can take a look at it.
Was everybody able to hear that?
Planning. Yeah. Into the schedule,
yeah. And they'll take a look at it, see what the city can do. So, I'm sorry about the audio. Items from the public.
Okay.
We already have the Northwest Carriage Museum on our agenda, so whoever would be the spokesman for the Northwest Carriage Museum.
Well, I'm going to speak this much. I'm not sure where I should talk. Our stands, we've got people online as well. You all know me, Lori Bowman, Northwest Carriage Museum director. I'd like to introduce Anna Goldbach, who is our associate director. She's been on board about 6 months. Want to have a name and face because she's learning all about the ins and outs of the museum, a lot of my job duties. So I'm really excited to have her as part of the team. I do have a couple board members here. We have Doug Borkman, Adolf Kalman, and a lot of them couldn't make it. We actually have 8 members. And it's our 20th anniversary, so I am going to let our curator give you the presentation today. And you all know Jerry, my husband, the curator, but he's also the president of our board. He is the keeper of our carriages. He's our restorer. He conserves. He has become very knowledgeable with all his carriage information. He's actually a historian, and he receives calls from all over the country and even Europe wanting information, wanting research done, or just asking his opinion. So that's really wonderful for the museum. He also does most of our presentations, tours, and because of his, and I'm sure you'll see this, because of his passion about the museum and the fact that it's in Raymond, he's probably Raymond and the museum's number one supporter, spokesperson. So Jerry Lynn. And I told him.
Well, that's it. That's my presentation. As Lauren said, we're celebrating our 20th year this year. The museum opened in 2002, and what a heck of a 20 years it's been. Quite a ride, actually. We have a little handout there for you, but incredible growth in the last 10 years of the museum. Most of you know the story of the museum. It started with 21 donated carriages from Gary Dennis. Well, that 21 carriages has now grown to 63. Okay, and 64 is in the shop. We'll begin in another week. 65 is in a carport. And 66, I just found out this morning, is in California. We'll pick it up next time. So we're continuing to grow. When the museum first opened 20 years ago, beautiful lighting system, some pictures on the walls, very few artifacts in there. You walk into the museum today, in addition to the incredible collection of carriages that we have over 1,000 artifacts, period artifacts from the 19th century. Incredible collection of tools and clothing. One of the neatest pieces that we get a lot of comments on here, because we're in Raymond, we have one of L.V. Raymond's original bicycles. I don't know if you guys know that old L.V. Was an avid cyclist, and the bicycle that we have has wooden rims on it, wooden handle grips, and there's no chain. It's a shaft-driven bicycle. Pretty neat. Gets a lot of attention in the museum. We have become proudly the largest tourist attraction in Pacific County. We say that sometimes when I'm giving presentations, I'll mention that down in the South County area. They don't like hearing that. They think everything happens on the Long Beach Peninsula. I got to tell you, it doesn't. It happens right here in Raymond, and we're very proud of that. We've become the largest tourist attraction. We're also the largest year-round visitor center in all of Pacific County. We're open 363 days a year. We close on Christmas Day and on Thanksgiving Day. Other than that, we are open 10 to 4 every day and staff every day. And of course, summer months are in our busiest period of time, but in winter time, like now, we still see people. And it's kind of a crazy schedule sometimes. You could have a Tuesday one week and you don't see anybody that week. The following Tuesday, we get 30 people in the museum. There's no rhyme or reason to it. So our doors are open. We're always available to hand out tourist information and share our collection. We have become the largest advertiser of any tourist destination in Pacific County as well. Our budget this year, the Carriage Museum will spend a little over $33,000 in advertising. And it's paying dividends, and we're very smart with that money. But some of the money that you guys have given to us through lodging tax, that money has all gone to advertising, bringing people to our community, and we're really, really proud of that. We advertise in magazines. We get articles written about us in magazines. Newspapers have covered us. We've actually done advertising. We have nice little things that we put in various magazines and publications, but they've done feature articles on us as well. Radio, we've been throughout Northern Oregon and just about all of the state of Washington. And I don't know if you guys ever watch PBS stations on television. But we've even done television advertising this year. We get our little 30-second blurb at 11 o'clock at night. But it actually pays dividends. We actually have people walk in the museum and go, I saw you guys on TV. That's why we're here. So that's pretty incredible. We have, over the 20 years, grown our reputation to have worldwide recognition. I speak at events all over the Pacific Northwest, actually around the country. We kicked off our 20th anniversary here this year, back in Washington, D.C., talking to about 300 people at a worldwide carriage symposium. People from Europe, people from America were at this conference. People in Europe know about the Northwest Carriage Museum. They know about the Union Washington, okay? One guy at the end of our Q&A session from Vermont, he was talking to other people in there, and he goes, if you haven't been there, it's worth the drive across the country. So, I mean, pretty remarkable, actually. We went back through our visitor log just this year, our 20th anniversary year, and there's an interesting statistic that I have on your handout right there. Thus far this year, every state in the nation has visited the Northwest Carriage Museum and 19 countries that we know of. Think about that. Little Raymond, who would have thought that we would have got that kind of tourism? Every state in the nation and 19 different countries, we're pretty proud of that. We're equally proud of the community that we support and the businesses that we support. Some of you guys own businesses here, and you guys have been very supportive to us. We, in turn, try to be supportive to others as well. When we were coming out of COVID last year, some of you guys may know about our Shop and Save program. You've heard about it. If you're not a member of the Northwest Terry Museum right now, and if you shop local, you're losing money. I can tell you that right now. We started after we came out of COVID last year. We started with 4 local businesses, and it's grown to 30. All of our restaurants in the area, our breweries, our wineries, our car repair shops, the dentist company, our various stores, you show your membership card and you save money. And that's good for a year. You can actually save hundreds and thousands of dollars if you shop locally. And we're really proud of that. We've actually added about 50 new members to the museum because people say, I don't really care about the museum, but I want the membership card because I can save money all over the area. So it's really helped our membership drive as well. We're very proud of the accomplishments that we have. We love Raymond. We love being part of the community, not just because of the visitors that we bring in. I mean, that's important to, obviously, the museum, and it's important to the local businesses, too, because we draw somewhere over 10,000 people a year to the area. We've done studies of those people that walk through our doors. 86% of the people that walk through our doors come from more than 50 miles away, okay? And of that 86%, 65% of those people say that they are going to spend at least one night, if not more, in the area. So we're putting people into our restaurants. They're buying our gas. They're restocking their RVs at our grocery stores. They're staying in our campgrounds, our motels throughout Pacific County. And we're really, really proud of that, of what we are bringing to the community. We continue to be the biggest promoters of the area. And I just want to say thanks to the city for all of your past support that you've given us presently, the support that you're giving us now, and all of the future support that we anticipate you'll give us in the future. Talking about support, we talk about lodging tax. You guys are divvying up your lodging tax dollars now. I will stand here and tell you today that any lodging tax dollars that come to the Northwest Terry's Museum that Raymond gives to us goes towards advertising to bring more people here so they can spend more money in our community and help our businesses and help our families. And so we're really proud of that. So when you give money to the Northwest Terry's Museum, you're really giving it to the entire community of Raymond. So we thank you for that. With that being said, I would be more than happy to take any questions. Oh, I've got one more thing. I got to tell you. We've had a variety of events this year for our 20th anniversary, and we've got one more coming up. Okay, and it's in December. I want to tell all you guys about it because you might want to mark it down and bring your families over. But on December 4th, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on December 4th, I told you we have 62 vehicles in the museum, 63 is coming in. The 63rd one is coming in. I'm putting the final touches on it as we speak right now. It is an incredible 1880 vis-a-vis sleigh. It's called an Albany Cutter. It's a huge sleigh, but it's going to be showcased throughout December and then remain in the museum. There's going to be snow on the ground. You can bring in your family. You're going to get to sit in an 1880 sleigh with Santa and Mrs. Claus. Take some pictures. Bring your cameras. We'll take the pictures for you. It's going to be a really fun event. We're going to have some really nice hors d'oeuvres and some refreshments and stuff. I think we also have the Willapaw. We also have some singers singing Christmas carols to us for that 2 hours. So it's really going to be a fun event. So please mark your calendars and come in and see us and share the best place in Raymond as far as tourism is concerned. So thank you very much. And if anyone has questions, I'll be more than happy to try to answer them for you.
I'm sure it's been 20 years. I put together a little packet of our candy, that pencil, and made it convenient. There's a membership envelope in there. Anybody's interested. So, but we really do appreciate all your support. And a shout out to the city, the guys, Eric, you've been very supportive, and the guys are always really helpful. So thank you so much, everybody.
We love the city. We love the community. We love keeping it up. We love mowing the park every week. all that good stuff. So anyway, questions, comments?
I don't have any questions, but I would like for you to just briefly touch on the Airstream
The Airstream thing was really really fun. We appreciate Eric's support in getting a trash can over there and moving some things so we could get those in the park. That started several years ago. We had a couple come down, and they took a tour of the museum. And they are, I never realized that the Airstream, they have basically this following, like you wouldn't believe, in all these clubs all over the place. And they do organized tours. Well, this couple that came in, and they were organizing a tour. It was a 70-day tour that started in Boise, Idaho. And they said, we'd love to come to Raymond and be part of it. They were here for a couple of days. What was really fun about it is we coordinated. We had a dozen trailers in there, a bunch of people in there. They ate in our local restaurants. They shopped local stores. I'm sure they dropped several $1,000s in our community, which was really great. It didn't cost us anything other than a parking spot in the park. And the really neat thing about it is they already said, can we come back next year? So and they said it's going to be bigger next year. So it's just really fun. We heard so many great comments from people driving by the highway going, boy, it really looked neat with those Airstreams. Airstreams are pretty nice trailers. We got to take a tour of some of those. I can't afford them, but some of you guys can.
But they have the open house, so they opened up the Airstreams so you could go in them and see them. And they were just such nice people. And John and Ellen, that were the original people, he reminded me that he had talked to me 3 years ago about starting to set it up. And then it came to fruition this year. And he really said he wants to come back next year. They've already got it on the calendar. So I'm pretty hoping that you guys are going to be okay with that.
Yeah, super nice people.
Great people.
Yeah, they were.
And yeah, thank you, Dee, for stopping by and saying hi.
Dee stopped by. We had a great time. Yeah. Any other questions, comments? Thank you for your support. We'll see you next year. Come visit the Northwest. Come get carried away.
It's taken me years.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do for the city and the carriage. It's very much appreciated.
Well, you're welcome. We love where we live. We love the museum.
Good. I also have Casey Johnson, Raymond School District. Casey?
Yeah, I should let him talk.
No.
Yes. I just want to show up tonight. I meant to come last month, and I completely missed it. I wanted to come tonight. I had a couple things I didn't write on the topics. I was going to ask the city. I've had some requests from the school, from the elementary, if there's a possibility, maybe I need to talk to Eric, about repainting the crosswalk on the east end towards the island side on Duryea. We have a lot of kids across there after school. We have our crossing gals out there. They've asked me to come and ask you if we could get that repainted nice and white, maybe a couple slow signs, just to remind people the kids are there. Okay. And then I know Heidi had mentioned earlier to you, Dee, when I first got here, I have a ton of projects going on at the district, and one of them is communication. And I'm really looking to buy two reader books, and I want to get a brand new, beautiful color one down at the school. But I'd also like to work with the city and possibly get a really nice one down here off of 101. And I know that's going to require work in the Department of Transportation, who I've worked for in the summers as a kid. I know that there's probably rules on how close to the highway, all those types of things. I figured the city and the county could probably help with that stuff. But I would love to be able to get a nice meter board down there and have every other thing maybe be something from the city and then something from the school. You know, and if it was close enough where people could see it, either, you know, near the church parking lot or Borden's or whatever down there, I don't know what the rules and regs are, but I think it would be fantastic, you know, just communication-wise with the community and allow the city and even the county, you know, to put up things when things happen and flash it up on there. So I haven't even had time to look into details, but I do want to look into that and work with the city on that. I think it'd be fantastic for the city and the school.
Yes.
One of my big goals is to get the city and the businesses back into that school and vice versa.
I think those are great ideas. And when I talked to Heidi, I told her I didn't see any reason why we have some ARPA funds that haven't been earmarked for anything specific at this point in time. And I don't see any reason why those ARPA funds couldn't be used for a reader board out on 101. Of course, that's going to take work with the city and the DOT. So,
yeah. But I thought, you know, that's something to shoot for. It'd be a really neat project to try to get going next year. And definitely get that sidewalk, you know, that crosswalk painted, some slow signs down there for the kids on the back side of the elevator. Other than that, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And Eric, were you able to hear what Casey was talking about?
Evidently not.
Eric?
I couldn't find the unmute button. Sorry about that.
Okay. I want to try the speaker one more time. So try again.
Okay. Speak now. I was able to hear and I can get a hold of him and we can discuss what needs to be discussed.
Here, and he will get in touch with you. Okay. All right.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. There's nobody else signed up for items from the public. Is there anybody? Craig
has something.
Yes, Craig, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to, this is more of a lament than any kind of commentary on anything, but at the last, I want to talk about the animal ordinance that's coming up here. A couple of things I would like to just hear said out loud, but before I get there, last time you talked about this, somebody was discussing the rich folks coming from the big cities, apparently having their ranches in their front yards. I find this a little more, they'd more likely have bed and breakfasts or vacation rentals than creating a ranch in the city. I would expect any of the problems would be from people who are more comfortable with rural animals being here. But the parts that I would just like to hear said out loud is some of these people you may be impacting, these may not just be farm animals, these may be their companions. And I've got a t-shirt that reads, my pets are not my children. At least that's what their piano teacher says. I have no reason to think that somebody with a pot-bellied pig thinks any less of their pet pot-bellied pig than I do of my dog. The other thing is that if you've got people moving in from big cities to your small town here and they're having animals in the front yard, it's far more likely you have people who are raising animals because they're having trouble affording groceries. So I can see myself far easier in that position than just wanting to have farm animals for pets. But I just kind of wanted to have both of those populations mentioned in the conversation. I don't expect to change anybody's mind. I don't expect you to modify the ordinance in any way, shape, or form. I just wanted to hear those people mentioned out loud in the conversation. Thank you.
Duly noted, Craig. Thank you for your comment. Okay, so moving along, we will move to item number 7, which is ordinance 1912, amending, repealing, and adding to Raymond Municipal Code 6.04, animal control. No, sorry, you can't leave. And it's, that's the second reading. If I could get a motion and a second, we could do discussion. Okay, discussion. Before, if we want to get into it, I do want to note that Karen and I did sit down for about an hour and went through and did some cleanup. Thank you.
Wordsmithing.
And just tidied it up a little bit. Nothing was changed. No meanings were changed. Maybe just for clarification purposes. So, but other than that, and just to touch on something that Craig had mentioned about companion, there is a section in this ordinance that addresses people who may have a companion animal or a service animal. They can come to the city council, ask for approval. It is a permitted. It does require a permit and a fee. But they can't. It is something that can be addressed, so it is in the ordinance. So, and as far as people who raise animals for food, I mean, you're still able to have chickens and fowl to a certain extent in this ordinance. So any additional discussion? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Second? I mean, all those in favor. All those opposed? Jeez. Hearing none, motion carried. I think we should move the council meetings away from Monday. Apparently, they're not my best days.
And I can't get the speaker to work, so.
All right, so ordinance number 1913, adopting a newly established Title 11 enforcement procedures and providing for the repeal of all ordinances in conflict. This is the second reading. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? There also was a little bit of wordsmithing on this today too, but it was minor. Okay, hearing no discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. All right, ordinance number 1914, the 2023 tax levy, second reading. I do hear a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
I wanted to let you know I did double check the numbers on that for you, and it is correct.
Yeah, I thought it was, but I appreciate that.
Okay, and I would like a motion to approve the Brumfield construction proposal. If I could get a motion in a second, and then we can have some discussion about it.
I'll make a motion.
And a second?
Second.
Okay, so for those of you who read it over, Eric can certainly bring additional information to this. I think I'll probably just let him, if you guys can hear him. Eric, do you want to go ahead and discuss this?
Yeah, so what this is we have the bridge the developer did, and it's having an issue with one of the abutments. We have an agreement with him for maintenance and repairs of the bridge that the city attorney wrote up and everybody's aware of, at least it's been a while ago. He doesn't seem to respond, and he hasn't responded to Joel's letters about repair. So it'll be on the city to repair, and then I guess be litigation over recouping our money. And so we've been working with the city attorney on this.
So, and that's probably about as much as we can say here, due to the fact that it is going to require litigation.
But it's something that has to be repaired.
It does. We have no other option because the people that live over there are going to push a different direction and come to we'll be in the middle of it. That's not where we want to be. We want to just get it repaired and then we'll deal with it from our end, if that makes any sense. So it's just something that's got to be done.
So is it just one end of the bridge right now?
Yes.
So is there litigation pending on the other end? This is like we have some discussion about that.
No, all I'm aware of is this here, and that's it. So, but there's a lot of players, parts and pieces and players in this. So it's kind of convoluted when you start looking at it was engineered and other things. So, and a lot of people signed off that it was all good. So, and not here, but other players that were running. So, is that satisfy your curiosity? Yes, Karen.
My question was, there's just one estimate. Are we able to get three, or is that?
No, and for this kind of work, it's pretty specialized. So, and nobody else was really, as far as I know, Eric, this was about the best and who was willing to do this project, right?
Yeah, we reached out originally. We are treating this as more of an emergency. It needs to get done. They're willing to start now.
Thank you. And it sounds like it has to be now.
Yeah. It It's not something that can wait, say, till next summer.
So, from the standpoint of money, where does the money come from? Expense, general expense. Where do we get the money to pay for it?
Well, it'll come out of our budget. Out of.
Did we budget for it?
We did.
Okay.
And hopefully, then we'll recoup it.
Yeah. Company that built that has built other things in the city. In the future, I don't know if there's this company should not get any more licenses until this is taken care of. They shouldn't get to profit on other things in the city while this is coming down on us, I don't think.
Okay.
And not just this one person, I think that should be kind of our policy. If you stiffed us on a bill, you shouldn't get your other business getting a license for something or not.
Yeah. Pending litigation.
I'm not sure you probably do that. Well, I mean, it's fun to say, but I'm not sure you can legally do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we can ask Joel.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got an outstanding balance with the city on something, I don't know why you could disqualify it. Yeah, I think, well, there's room for it.
If it's in litigation, it's in litigation. It's not settled yet, right?
Yeah, so.
But it's something that I can bring up to Joel when we talk again. So. All right, so let's see. All right, so all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Department head reports. Fire Chief Bill Didion.
Well, thank you, Mayor. So I've been pretty busy the last few weeks, kept the crews pretty hopping, but they've done a great job. You know, we got some wet weather and some pretty cold conditions coming up here, so be careful on the road there. Seen an upsurge in some COVID numbers, so it's still out there, so I just urge everybody to be careful. On a bright note, we're working on some grants and hopefully to make some improvements around our department. So just thank you guys for your support. If you have any questions, let me know.
And I promise you, this will be the last meeting that we will be suffering with audio. I promise you.
Where's the new fire truck at?
We're still waiting. It probably won't be delivered till after the first of the year. It's in the work. Is that all you had, Bill? Yes.
That's all I got, Mayor.
Okay. Police Chief Chuck Spohr.
Hi, everybody. Have a few things tonight. Firstly, I can't recall if we talked about that. I think it was after the last meeting, but we did. Police Department is investigating an armed robbery that occurred at the 101 Quick Stop. Not a ton of leads on that at this point, but we are continuing to look into that. If you want some more detail or just see how it's going, feel free to stop by or give me a call. Regarding the school link, the reader board is an awesome idea out there. Also, I'd just like to note that I'm proud to have Casey here at Raymond. He's been doing an awesome job. It's been great to work with and really glad to have him. And he's got some good principals, too. They've been great to work with. And he only paid me $20 to say that. So.
Well, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah,
also, the mayor knows, but I've put in for retirement March 1st. So that'll be a little over 30 years.
And just for information, that's 3 months earlier than he had originally. So it's,
we can deny that, though, correct?
I have already, and I'm not seem to get much response from that.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Okay. Thank you. Public Works Director Eric Weiber.
I just had a few things. I'm not sure if we touched on, but the Barnhart TIB project with over by Everybody's as well. And Franklin is complete. It turned out really well. We should find out November 5th if we received any grants for next year for TIB. So we're excited about that. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them.
You mean December 5th, Eric?
Yeah, sorry. Okay. It's usually earlier. We would have known by now, and for some reason they keep moving it, so it has me confused. Sorry.
Okay, is that it, Eric?
Yeah.
Thank you. For Treasurer, Kayla?
I have a preliminary budget for everyone. Dee has been graciously helping me work very hard to get that done. So before you guys leave today, hot off the press, and I will grab your copy. That's really all we've been working on. I'm gonna get a new speaker for this computer that is on my agenda.
Okay. Mayor's comments. And Bill, jump in if I screw this up, okay? So North Pacific County EMS Board have hired a grant writer. They're on track to get a grant for two new ambulances to the tune of about $600,000. The grant writer started the paperwork and discovered that North Pacific County EMS has had multiple names over the years, multiple name changes. They do not have a tax ID number, and they don't have a SAM number or the old back in the day, DUNS number. It's not a DUNS number anymore. So they could go and try to straighten all this out, and it could take months or longer. So they came to me and said, would the city of Raymond be willing to apply for the grant? We'll write an MOU that says North Pacific County EMS is paying for the grant writer, and North Pacific County EMS will pay the match, which I believe is 25%. All we need is the city to be the entity, because you have all the stuff we need to be able to write the grant. I said, I have no issue with that personally as the mayor, been involved with this kind of grants before. I don't have any problem. So I've been talking back and forth with the grant writer. She's getting ready to present a contract to North Pacific County EMS/City of Raymond/. And I don't have anything to present to you tonight. It's all what I've just told you. So I basically told Rex Hutchins tonight, he is coming back from Montana, that I would just provide you with this information tonight. And see if I could get a consensus from the council that you would not have a problem with the city being involved in this, as long as you, as the council, understood that there is no money. The city of Raymond will not be out any money on this. We're just being the lead city at this point in time, so they can continue on with the grant process. So if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer whatever you need to know. So
what up here?
Right now, one was supposed to be here and one's supposed to be in Nacelle. The one in Nacelle, they're saying, well, if you get the grant, both of them will have to be here. So they're working through that with the grant agency and the grant writer. They're working through that issue. There's some options that they can do, but either way, there'll still be two ambulances and one will be here for sure.
We had to have both repairs or the orders.
And I've even suggested maybe once we get them both here, then we do an MOU between the city, the Raymond Fire Department or the police, Raymond, and an MOU with Nacelle, or, you know, there might be some other options after we get the ambulances, but they're going to hash that out amongst them. But either way, we'll get to. And the match is 25%, which is, you know, $600,000 ambulance for $200,000. So it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
and she's been very successful to this point.
Even if it did cost us even a little bit, I still think it would be beneficial in the long run for everybody.
Yeah.
Why isn't Minnesota affiliated with South Carolina?
I don't know. Can't answer that.
Yeah.
They're all part of the North Pacific County EMS district, so.
We go out to Geneva. Yeah, I was going to say the border coast is like only seen in the South, but
so how much of that did I screw up, Bill?
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay. All right.
That's correct,
and
you screwed it up.
Yeah.
100%.
Mayor, you did perfect.
Okay. Wow, I did perfect. So any additional questions? Does the city council have any issues with the city being involved that way?
No.
Okay. So I look for a contract and an MOU at the next council meeting.
I forgot to mention in my comments that I was also, we applied with the Willapa Center for them for the CHIP program. We talked about the CHIP funding. We were approved for that. It was $117,000 to equip them with this, reimburse them for the stormwater drainage system, things like that. So that was approved. And then we also got word from the county that on the original tax documents that we received, they do an estimate and we are going to be receiving more tax dollars than what was originated. So I want to say it's like $3,400 versus that was half of that before that. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I forgot to mention that earlier.
Okay. And after the budget is, we get the budget done and things calm down here a little bit. I've been working in South Bend a little bit too. I will prepare a notice for a new police chief, along with a job description, and I will send it out to the council for the council to review. And I'd like to start looking for a police chief right after the first of the year. Okay.
That's civil service.
It is a civil service position. It's an appointment, more of an appointment. So just do interviews for whoever applies. So
are you going in-house first on that?
You know, we can do either way. We can do it, just do a job posting, do advertising. We can just lump it all into one. Look at outside, inside, both, and interview everybody.
The union doesn't require that you...
No, they're a department head, so they're non-union.
I know that, but sometimes you need to know them.
Not on this situation.
Yeah. I know, it's still a point.
Or we can pull in-house first and see what candidates we have in-house first. Yes. And then if you're not happy, if we're not happy with who we get in-house, then we can go outside. But I'm not gonna say anything. Because
sometimes it seems like a good idea.
That's sort of how I feel too. I think it should just be a full time.
Yeah. I think we're all good with inside and outside.
Perfect. That's the route I was going to take. So
I appreciate you being
welcome. See, I learn. I'm a slow learner, but I learn. And I think that's everything on my list. So, council comments. Yes, Mr. Hoffman.
Just a concern, I guess. I see that the RV park's going ahead over there. I guess my concerns and questions are: is how we condition that permit with a landscaping plan when the thing was all done. So, my concern is how do we make sure that landscaping plan gets done.
I'm thinking it until it's done, right?
Right.
You can't get an occupancy until it's done.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, then.
And that's Eric's department.
Whoever issues that permit needs to know that.
Well, and that would be Eric.
Okay.
So, and Eric's well aware of what is the required.
Okay. I did, because typically projects like that, the last thing that gets done is landscaping, and many times the funds run out before they get that far. I mean, that's just kind of the way things work. Sometimes he's building infrastructure and it costs him more money and he's only got so much money in it, and then he goes, I would think that some type of communication back with the permit holder would also be helpful, so there isn't any surprises on his end. In other words, Eric could have a discussion with, this is our expectation, and the occupancy permit will be issued upon completion of XYZ. So there isn't any, because the guy's dumping money in over there, and the last thing you want is he gets three quarters through the way through the project and goes, oh, I didn't know that.
Right. Well, he has the plans.
Well, I know.
Posted in his business.
A little bit of communications on the front end would just help unmuddy the water there. I've got some concerns about it, and I just want to make sure everybody's on board and knows what direction they're going.
Okay, duly noted.
Okay. Hey. Oh, and by the way, what's the policy for muddy water? I got muddy water.
Do you live in the city limits?
Oh, I guess you
do. I guess you do. So I was trying to pass that on to somebody.
Well, I know they have a break on Large Street.
Oh, that shouldn't affect you.
That's where my meter is.
Oh.
And okay. 2,000 feet later is my house.
Yeah, you own those 2,000 feet.
Huh?
You own those 2,000
feet. Well, it finally cleared up.
I was going to say, if you just go outside and run your outside faucets for five minutes, it'll clear up your inside out at the inside.
Well, it's 2,000 feet, so it's less going to be more than 5 minutes.
Okay, 30 minutes. It's easier to do it outside than it is inside, for sure.
Yeah, I know, but I got a reservoir and I got a pressure tank, and they're both vessels that hold water. So now I got dirt nose.
So are you want to file a claim or?
I just want clean water.
Okay. Well, you say you do now, so life's good.
Yeah, it's drinkable. Just a little dirty.
Just keep your teeth closed.
Right? It was more than a little dirty.
I saw a little skirt.
Okay.
Right. Anything else, Mr. Halpin? Yes, Ian.
I do think we should think about, and this will be for Chuck's replacement and for Eric, we should think about closing a portion of Fowler Street on Halloween. It's 400 kids. There's, it's in the top three events of the year in terms of kids in one place. And these kids are running across the street at all stages of the street, not at the crosswalks. And it's dark. And if we could do it without a minimal interruption, the people that live on Fowler Street and in the neighborhood, I think it probably is a good idea. We've grown, in the past 10 years, it's gone from 200 kids to 400 kids.
I thought, of course, I bypassed Fowler because I went Barnhart, but I was shocked at how many people were downtown, how many kids were downtown, and how many kids do not pay any attention to anything. When I was driving, it was scary. I mean, darting in from cars and behind cars and parents oblivious. So it's scary.
Yeah, and maybe in the afternoon, a portion of downtown gets some blockades, even if just the slope of down and still go around and they at least have the bottom or something.
That was pretty crazy. I was really surprised, but it's my first time in Raymond. So, okay, I will talk to Chuck about that or whoever.
I had a couple parents ask me if we could do that too. Close off Fowler Street. I also have a question for Eric. I was walking the other day and I saw the city truck, dump truck, full of cut up firewood. Was that for a raffle for somebody? Did somebody, pay for that dump truck load of firewood? was just curious where it went.
I don't know. Usually when they cut trees up, they cut it into manageable pieces, but I will look into it.
What did you say? You look into it.
He said they, you know, when they do cut trees down, they do cut them up into pieces, but he's not aware.
Just cut, split, and
okay.
It was a whole dump truck load of firewood.
Okay. Okay, he'll look into it. He said, but he will look into it.
I was thinking maybe it was for a rattle.
Yeah, but that would not be, should not be used to need to clear it, so.
Okay. That's all I have.
Anybody else? Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you all for a lively council meeting.
Fire went over now.